All right, so you send over this paper about income redistribution, and I gotta say, the whole idea that our parents' education level could somehow affect how we feel about wealth inequality, well, that's got me really intrigued.
It's a fascinating area, and this paper dives deep into it. They use data from 41 European countries to try to really understand people's preferences when it comes to, well, when it comes to government efforts to reduce income inequality.
Okay, so did they find that link then? You know, like the more educated someone is, the less likely they are to support redistribution of wealth, the classic kind of link.
They did. People with lower educational attainment, they generally tended to be more in favor of policies that try to even the playing field economically. But, and this is where it gets really interesting, even when you compare two people with the same education level, the person whose parents had less schooling, they're often more supportive of redistribution.
So let me get this straight. Let's say I went to university, but my best friend from high school, his parents didn't go to university. He stopped after graduation. We could have totally different views on like government assistance programs, even with the same degrees.
Exactly. It's like your family's own educational background, you know, like that climb or maybe the lack of it up the educational ladder, it kind of sticks with you, influences how you see these things. The researchers actually developed a model to try to explain this.
Wait, like an equation. Sorry, econ was never my strong suit.
No worries. Think of it like this. If your parents were well educated, maybe had successful careers, you probably grew up assuming you might inherit some of their wealth eventually, and that expectation of maybe being a bit more financially secure could make you a little less concerned about the need for the government to step in and redistribute wealth.
Right, it's like, hey, I'm probably going to be okay, so the government doesn't need to do as much. But if you didn't grow up with that same sense of security, then maybe redistribution starts to feel a bit more, well, essential for fairness.
Exactly. The researchers, they call it intergenerational mobility, which is a fancy way of saying how easy or hard it is for children to end up in a different social and economic class than their parents. And this paper really seems to suggest that our own experience or our lack of experience with that really influences how we view the role of government in addressing these inequalities.
So it's not just about our own education then, but also what we saw growing up. Like, how far did education get the people around us? Or didn't get them, I guess. But this study, you said it looked at Europe as a whole. What's the educational landscape like over there?
Well, it varies a lot, of course, but the study found that in many European countries, it's actually pretty common for children to end up in a similar social and economic position to their parents. You know, the old saying, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
So places where your family background really has a big impact on your opportunities in life.
Exactly. And the really interesting thing is that in countries with this stickiness where your parents' education is a strong predictor of your own, there tends to be less support for income redistribution. Almost like growing up in an environment where you see less upward mobility kind of shapes your whole outlook on what the government should be doing about inequality.
It's like if you don't see people breaking the mold, you're less likely to believe in policies that are trying to, reshape the mold itself. Makes you wonder, is it even worth it to try and change things? I mean, I'm guessing this study went deeper than just comparing countries, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. They actually did something really clever. They zoomed in on specific groups within these countries. So, for example, they compared the opinions of people with university degrees to those who only finished high school.
Oh, okay. So this is where it gets really interesting. So those Tale of Two Graduates findings. Did they find that the university graduates always supported redistribution more, regardless of their family backgrounds?
Not quite. Here's where it gets a little more nuanced. The difference in opinion between a university graduate and a high school graduate was much bigger if both sets of parents, so both the university graduate's parents and the high school graduate's parents, only had high school diplomas.
So if I'm the first person in my family to go to university, and my friend, whose parents both went to university, graduates with me, my views on things like government assistance might be stronger than his, even though we both have degrees.
Exactly. It's as if breaking that educational barrier in your family, you know, being the one to reach that next level, it has this unique impact on how you view economic fairness. It's like you've seen firsthand the challenges of upward mobility, and that makes you more sensitive to the need for policies that try to level the playing field.
Yeah, it's like your own personal story becomes so so intertwined with your political beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just about looking at numbers on a page anymore. It's about your experiences, what it took to get where you are.
Sure.
Our own personal stories are so powerful. But this whole time, we've been talking about this paper's findings on actual mobility, right? Like, did people really climb the educational ladder or not? Hard data and all that.
Right, exactly. Objective measures of whether people moved up or down. But, and this is what I find so fascinating, it made me think, how much do our beliefs about social mobility, whether they're accurate or not, how much do they color how we feel about something like income redistribution?
You mean, like, if we're convinced the system is rigged, no matter how hard you work, you're stuck. Does that make us more likely to want the government to step in? Even if the data says, well, actually, it's not quite as bad as you think.
Yeah. Or the flip side, right? We've got this super optimistic view that anybody can make it if they just try hard enough, even if that's, you know, not really the full picture for everyone. We might be less keen on those government programs trying to even things out.
It's all about our sense of what's fair, what's possible in the end, isn't it? And that doesn't always line up perfectly with the statistics, does it?
Hmm.
It's our upbringing, what we've seen, the stories we tell ourselves about how the world works.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes this study so important.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds us that economic policy, it's not just about numbers on a spreadsheet. It's about people. It's about understanding their experiences, their hopes, even their misperceptions sometimes, to try to create policies that really resonate and actually get at the root causes of inequality.
It's been a fascinating deep dive, I have to say. Thanks for walking me through all of this. It's given me a lot to think about, not just about income redistribution, but about how all of our own experiences shape our worldviews. It's really amazing.
It's been my pleasure, truly. It's these kinds of conversations, these deep dives that I think really help us understand ourselves and the world around us a little bit better.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And to our listeners, as always, thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We'll be back next time with another topic that matters, another deep dive into something interesting. So until then, keep those questions coming.